Well, hello, friends and neighbors. Randy here. We've got a quick show note about today's podcast. This is an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Big Show. This show originally aired on Friday, November the 15th, 2019, long before the pandemic and not long before Terry Hansen retired. Enjoy the show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Friday, November the 15th. And the gang's all here. John Boy and Billy. Terry.
Hey.
Tater.
Morning.
Jackie. Andy behind the glass. Biller's moving around because it's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. It starts that out every day like this.
Well, don't get too excited. It looks like a lot of it involves actually cleaning the refrigerator, cleaning the inside of it.
Okay.
Like just disinfectants and stuff. It's not the fun part.
Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, that's out. It's also National Bunt Day. Time to get your old bunt pans out, ready for the holidays. I don't know if I got any old bunt pans. Ask Pillars if he finds any in the fridge.
And it's National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day.
Why?
I'm confused. Is the cookie spicy, or was it named after the spicy hermit? I don't know.
A spicy hermit bakes some cookies. All right. Yeah, flavor reminiscent of autumn spices. All right.
Aren't we done with pumpkin spice yet?
Yeah, I'm with Mad Max on that. Yeah. All right, we got it. Pumpkin spice. All right. So we got three dates in history saved up. It'll be very important. So here, I'll give you a couple minutes to wake up. Listen up. Your first chance to win's coming up. All right. And the Big Joe's on the radio. Good morning, John Boy and Billy Gang with you here on Friday. First prize package out of the box, a Carolina Skiff gift pack. Carolina Skiff, the number one saltwater fiberglass outboard powered boat in America. Go anywhere and do anything with a boat from Carolina Skiff. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Here's our three dates in history where we get our categories. All right, November the 15th, it was 1492. Yeah, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And he noted in his journal the use of tobacco among Indians. That was the first recorded reference to tobacco.
Wonder why they did that. This might be good to smoke. What is that all about?
Gee. Maybe we'll look cooler.
All right, move up to 1969. Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee hit number one on the country music charts. This is interesting. Merle and his band wrote the song in 20 minutes aboard their tour bus after seeing a road sign that said, Muskogee, 19 miles.
Huh.
Hmm. Knock that one out right quick for a number one hit, Merle. And then finally, it was this day, 07, a Florida woman played her piano into the Guinness Book of World Records by tickling the ivory 65 hours straight.
You usually tinkle them. She was tickling them. It was weird.
So, Pat Jones of Jacksonville said her audience dwindled during the early mornings. Between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., she said, was just awful.
Now, I imagine it would be.
Well, maybe she'd just go for chopsticks, right, you know, for 3 hours or so. Right. All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outbursts next. Good Friday morning, the Big Show's on the radio. Video today. Well, this is embarrassing. See what is embarrassing at thebigshow.com when you make your visit. So, Operation Christmas Child time, and click on the link when you're at thebigshow.com. Get shoe boxes ready, National Collection Week next week. And right now, I'm collecting some prizes here. Let's play!
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing out,
Outburst. Have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Mandy from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Mandy! You came and you gave without taking, but we are pulling for you to take this prize package. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Tomboy.
Hey. All right, baby.
Hi, baby.
Welcome. All right, Mandy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go through the categories, baby. 5 seconds. We need three items with tobacco in them. Ready, go.
Pipe, cigarettes, and a cigar.
Cigarette? Did you, yep. Is that two?
Yeah. Pipe, cigarette, and cigar. Yeah.
Oh, pipe. Oh, I missed the pipe. All right. Okay, Mandy, now three country singers. Ready, go.
Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, and Kitty Wells.
Well, look at you going old school there. Merle, all right, for the win. Three musical instruments. Ready, go.
Trombone, a banjo, and a piano.
And there is Mandy Murfreesboro. Carolina Skiff gift pack headed your way, Mandy, before you win. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye. Right now, it's your news. Right on the other side, what movies are opening across America this weekend? I'm looking for hands on a date night movie. Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on the radio, looking at theaters across America. All right, well, last weekend, Midway came out the number one movie. Yeah, it was a good movie for Veterans Day, man. Stuff.
That is the kind of movie, too, I would think would be way better on a really big screen.
Yeah.
Not all movies are like that, but that's a big screen movie right
that's
there.
That's it, man. And then Playing with Fire, number two. Dr. Sleep, number three. Terminator Dark Fate 4, Last Christmas, number 5. And we got four movies opening today. Ford versus Ferrari. This is all about Carroll Shelby. Of course, with a Shelby Mustang.
The Mustang and the Colt.
Oh, yeah, man. We talked to Carroll before. And this British driver, Ken Miles, is dispatched by Henry Ford II to craft a new automobile with the potential to finally defeat the dominant Ferrari at the 1966 Le Mans World Championship.
Very famous story, really unexpected twist at the end. I mean, this is a good little movie.
And we got a car guy, old bud of the Big Show, Tom Cotter. He's called the Barn Find Hunter. You know, it's all about them cars and that deal. So we're looking forward to talking to Tom Monday about that. So that movie's over.
Yep.
The Good Liar is over now. It's Helen Mirren. Laurie Davidson, Ree Hatcher.
Ian McKellen, who's the Magneto in the X-Men movies. So it's Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. So it's two older leads, and it's basically kind of like a crime caper, like a weird, you know, comedy drama thing.
Okay, all right. And Charlie's Angels, talk about that.
Yay, they're back.
So New Angels, do we know any of them?
Most Kristen of them Stewart is a girl from Twilight. That's probably the only one most people know.
Charlie's Angels. And then you got The Report. This film focuses on Senate staffer Daniel Jones. Adam Driver plays him and tracks his investigation into CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques. All right.
What'd I miss? I just walked back in.
Look like much.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh!
Looks like it, yeah.
Now, I could go to The Good Liar or The Report.
Okay, so you're thinking about
one of
that.
Those two, maybe.
Well, let Patty pick out where she wants to have her date
I think I will. She's
night.
Tired of seeing hustlers.
The movie, I hope you're reading. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck out there. Stay on the back row and kiss. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio for you Friday, November the 15th. Go to our top 10 list, Billy.
Well, when you're promoting tourism, there's nothing like a good snappy slogan, which is harder to do than you'd think. Today's Big Show Top 10, number 3 in our continuing series, Top 10 Rejected State Tourism Slogans. Number 10, Illinois. Please don't pronounce the S. Number 9, Montana. Arby's named their biggest sandwich after us. Number 8, Connecticut. It's like Massachusetts with way less Kennedys. Number 7, Pennsylvania. Cradle of the Revolution and the cheesesteak. Number 6, Minnesota. Come feel better about your own state. Number 5, Michigan. Last one out, please turn off the lights. Number 4, Utah. Our Jesus is better than your Jesus. Number 3, Ohio. The drinking state with a football problem. Number 2, Nebraska. Ask about our state motto contest. And the number 1 rejected state slogan, Wisconsin, come cut the cheese.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. More Big Show right around the corner.
Hey, bro. This is Kujigaya Yaki Soda. We are the communication magnate and millionaire Japanese businessman. I also John Boy and Beery's boss. It's your last warning. I order you, listen to Big Show. You better rap, Cookie Boy, or else no more Big Show. And somebody please tell Marcy Milan to get a freaking haircut. John Boy, stop. But do something for a living. Don't sit over there all time. John Boy sit in front of the microphone. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. That's all he do. Beery, the only smart one. He over there at computer go typey, 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 typey. He don't want to write all joke. Hello, Jackie.
Friday morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. All right, I'm proud sponsor of the Big Show, Carolina Skiff Boats. Their new models featuring boat shows across America. November the 21st through the 24th, got the Fort Myers Boat Show going on down Florida at Marina Mike's. We got the new Carolina Skiff Boats up close and in person. We're back up buzz for old Pineville Premium Pub, feeding the crew this morning. Stop anytime, lunch and dinner, great sliders, wings, beef tips, games on all TVs, Old Palmer Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, get you ready for Friday. Yeah, we're going to bang on a drum, play some John Boy Jeopardy, your next chance to win. 10 minutes, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a Mount Olive Pickled Prize Pack. It includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and, of course, munchies. Satisfy your pickled craving with munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch when you're on the go. Available at grocery stores near you. And a Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Is you ready? Waking up, let's get into Friday with our Friday morning song.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
Skills.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy. I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can. I bang on that thing till I got bruises on my head because I don't want to play.
I'm working.
I want to bang on the drum all day.
Yes, I do.
I'm working here.
When I get older, I think I'm a fool. The teachers told me I should stay at the school. She called me pounding on the desk with my head. But my legs were so high, I need a teacher on the dance. And that's why
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Hey, why not?
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
I'm going to play now.
We represent the workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign. Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay. Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'll calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, blood bombing. Hands, sweating, heart beating. Yeah. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy for the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. All right, review yesterday's question right quick. While struggling to compete with Amazon, the geniuses at Borders Bookstore started an online business of their own. It was called Happily Ever After, and this was the main purpose of the site.
It was a dating site, because, you know, there were none of those before. Like, maybe you should focus on books.
Well, matched up like book nerds with similar reading profiles. Uh-huh. And, sounds great. Yeah. Well, surprised it didn't work out. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Well, while plastic products do occupy 7 of the top 10 most littered items list, This non-plastic product is the number one most littered item in the world.
Is it the cat house flyers they hand you when you're walking down the street in Vegas? People seem to throw those away pretty quick.
I wouldn't know about that, Billy, but maybe you could find their pack of cat house flyers. No, that is not right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Friday morning, it is a big show on the radio. And our video of the day is brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, my favorite store on the planet. All your hunting needs. I mean, everything you could ever think of. Don't get you fishermen, I know, man. Just cause it's cold to mean you quit fishing. Check them out, nickelstore.com. In the video, well, this is embarrassing. And it is at thebigshow.com. 30 minutes away, a brand new script in the Playhouse, and right now, let's play this.
Yes, live across America, it's the Deputy. And now a man celebrating National Clean Out the Refrigerator Day, or as he calls it, Friday, he's John Moore.
Hey, thank you. And let's say hey to Josh from Cleveland, Tennessee. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, welcome. All right. Josh, first up, see what you got. We're talking about plastic products do occupy 7 of the top 10 most littered items list. Got it right here. But this non-plastic product is the number one most littered item in the world. What do you think, Josh?
Is it cigarette butts?
Well, let's see. Is it cigarette butts?
That is that.
Yes, it is. And then, like, number two is coated paper food wrappers.
Whoa.
You know, candy, fast food like that. Right. And then you got your plastic bottles, plastic bottle caps, plastic grocery bags, other plastic shopping bags, plastic straws, plastic takeout food containers, plastic beverage cup lids. And then number 10, foam takeout containers. All right. So y'all quit doing that.
Please.
And Josh, you got your Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack headed over to Cleveland for you.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. In about 20 minutes, crack open a brand new script. We'll act out in the Playhouse. Show on the radio for you Friday morning. All right, won't get you to where you're going. You got the big show on the radio. About this tune, Out of My Way.
Stuck in traffic behind a grandmama, going so slow and causing me drama. Not honking, but I really, really wanna. If she don't get moving, gonna put her in trauma. She goes slower and it's making me straining on my bladder. Gotta find some place to make it flatter. Rolling down my window, screaming cuss words at her. Old hag in a hoofy Mitsubishi. Can't drive.
bunch of coupons. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Not sure you heard me, so I'll say it again, fool. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way now. I'm a straight up firecracker, gonna blow up, son. Glad to meet ya. Lucy R is the one who's gonna seat ya. About that time in walks Fat Lisa. Fat Lisa is a local white load. Smells like a county fair commode. Got a double chin like a swamp toad. She's so big she got her own damn zip code. At the counter making up her mind. Smelling like a rotten pork rind. Now the dumb skank is holding up the line. Get the cattle prod and I stick it up her behind. Out of my way, out of my way, out of my way. Push my buttons, babe. Out of my way now.
Out of my way now.
Out of my way now. Out of my way now.
I'm out of my way. Out of my way now. Out of my way. Out of my way.
Out of my way now. Out of my way now.
Damn, Ricky.
Get out of my way.
Stop yelling at me.
Now.
You get out of my way.
Move your ass or I'm gonna kick it for you.
Out of my way.
I think they get it.
Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. All right, boys and girls, we ready for the Playhouse? Your favorite part of Friday morning. All right, then. Jacqueline, we caught on the set, and we got action. That's an action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Myrtle's Car Trouble. As our story opens, Myrtle Bethead approaches her friend Chester Dobbs in the cafeteria of the Brushywood Senior Center.
Hey there, Chester. You got a minute?
Well, howdy there, Myrtle. Have a seat.
Well, I hate to interrupt your lunch, but I need your help with something.
Sure, what's up?
Well, didn't you used to know all about fixing cars?
Honey, I still know all about fixing cars. I just quit doing it when I retired from Jiffy Joe's Auto Show.
Oh, then you're the man I need to talk to.
All right.
See, my grandson just bought a new car, and he gave me his old one to drive.
Okay.
Well, I ain't had it but 2 days, and I've already messed it up something fierce.
Uh-oh. Did you run into something?
No, nope. I got engine trouble. Big engine trouble.
Well, will it crank?
It won't run at all. What happened was I got water in the carburetor.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of car is it?
Well, it's a Honda Accord. I think that it's a 2012.
Well, and I can tell you right off, the problem ain't water in the carburetor.
Oh, it ain't?
No, because that car ain't got no carburetor, honey. See, nowadays all your cars run on fuel injection.
Well, I got water in the engine somewhere, and I've really messed it up.
Yeah, I'm kind of picking up on that.
I just hate to ask you.
But I know you're going to.
You know I am.
Yeah.
Can you you take a look at it? I'd be happy to pay you for your trouble.
Oh, shoot, it ain't no trouble. I'll be glad to take a look at it. So where's the car at?
Oh, it's over by the clubhouse at the bottom of the swimming pool.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Where are you running to, Chester?
Tune in again next time. We'll hear crusty old Large Marge from Jiffy Joe's Towing Service say...
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
You see what happened?
Yeah, I got it.
Good morning, everybody. You got the Big Show on the radio. Right, Big Show on the radio?
Right!
All right, let's take any news, weather, sports.
This is Spanky from the Yellow Rose, and you're listening to the greatest morning show in recorded history of broadcast radio, the John Boy and Billy Big Show. How big is it? Bigger than my head.
Wow.
And that's big.
Huge.
There you SOB, I read it. Now pay that tab, you AC deadbeat. Son of a...
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a Happy Herd prize pack. Well, it is Operation Christmas Child time, y'all. You know, National Collection Week is next week. All the info you need, go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Samaritan's Purse button. Take you right to it. We're taking you right to our man, Randy Riddle, right now with a special guest as well. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning to you. It's time to pack your shoebox gifts, guys. We're going to collect them next week.
That's it, man. That's it. And what you can do when you go to the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child website, you can click on, you put your zip code in, Randy, and drop-off locations will pop up closest to you.
That's exactly right. We have links to the addresses of where you can find more than 5,000 drop-off locations across the United States, even a connection to Google Maps that will tell you exactly where to drive and drop off your shoebox gift. This weekend is a big weekend to pack your shoebox gift, turn it into your church, or turn it into your local collection center. Samaritan's Purse will do the rest.
And as we say, whether you do one or 100 shoeboxes, that one shoebox can make the difference in a life, and you have somebody with you right now, Randy, that it made a difference in her life for sure.
Nobody can tell the story of Operation Christmas Child and what God is doing through Operation Christmas Child better than someone who's received this type of gift alongside the gospel. And I have my friend Irina Creek on the line. Irina, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Good morning, Irina. Let me give our listeners a thumbnail sketch of your story. Irina Creek was born into a broken family in the former Soviet Union. After being abandoned by addiction-riddled parents at the age of four, Irina was moved into an orphanage. And then when you were 10 years old, a missionary group gave the orphanage children Operation Christmas Child shoebox gifts. Now, Irina, if you could take it from there when you got your shoebox gift, just start from right there, what happened, how the Lord worked.
Well, I've never seen such a huge gift before, so it was just so exciting to begin with. But the most important thing is the gift that I still have today, which is my relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. They talked about him like a loving father who's inviting all of us to be a part of his family. So to me, they were speaking my language as an orphan. It meant to me that God is the God of adoption. So finally, I knew who to talk to about this dream. So I went and asked them boldly to allow me and my sister to be adopted. And we were, just a couple years later, to a Christian family here in America. And today, I am so privileged to not only know the Lord, but to be a part of this ministry.
And your conditions growing up, we just can't imagine that. And I'm sure that's the conditions you will never forget before you receive the message of true love.
Absolutely. And that's what makes the gift so precious. is we don't expect anything like that. We have been used to the life of abuse and neglect and just having just some of the most basic things. So my favorite item was actually a pencil sharpener, and because I've never seen anything like that before, it was in the shape of a little dinosaur, and I liked it for what it was, but part of me was just disappointed that there was a hole in it because I didn't know what it was all about until they stuck a pencil in it. So this shows you how simple of a mindset we have, and so we do appreciate every little thing in that shoebox, and especially the gospel message that fills our hearts.
All right, Randy, thank you. And Irina, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
That is neat. Thank you, Randy. We'll talk to you again, buddy.
Merry Christmas. Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
All right. You too, man. Thank you. Neat stuff. TheBigShow.com. Click on the Samaritan's Purse button. It'll take you right there. Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the best attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you aren't using one of the six flavors of Happy Herd Kodal, you better hope your neighbors aren't either. I think Tater's trying to call one up right now. Go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, and you get 10% off. Bless you, by
Excuse
the way.
Me, I'm so
well,
sorry.
Good to All see right. you, Tom. And, of course, now, man, you are doing it up. Your superhero identity is the Barn Find Hunter.
You need a better name.
Yeah. You spent much of your life digging in barns and garages in search of buried automotive treasure. And, man, you've written 16 automotive books, many on the subject of automotive archaeology. And, actually, your series of books inspired a YouTube video series. And a lot of our listeners look at that. It's called Barn Find Hunter and sponsored by Hagerty Insurance. And Shale and Randy was hipping me to the Hagerty Insurance because they cover a lot of classic cars.
Yeah, if you've got a classic car, it's really nuts to put traditional car insurance on it because it's too expensive. It's
you got that right, Tom.
Oh, that's Randy. No, I was just recanting what I told Johnny earlier. The Hagerty knows that it's a collector car, that you're not going to drive it every day. It's probably not driven, but a couple of times a month. And so their rates are way less than traditional insurance.
And, of course, Tom, as we mentioned, sponsors in all forms of racing, including, of course, NASCAR, IndyCar, CART, SCCA, NHRA, Vintage Racing. And Tom, when did you start taking time to dig around America for these automotive treasures?
Well, before I got in racing, I grew up on Long Island, and Lumpy on Leave It to Beaver drove a 1940 Ford convertible. So when I found one in Rocky Point for $25, I bought it.
Whoa.
And, okay, so the second car is the car I drive today on Barn Find Hunter series. If you go to YouTube and go to Barn Find Hunter, you'll see me driving a 39 Ford Woody Wagon. I bought that in 1969. I still have it. It's been part of my life for a half a century.
Wow. And you'd be amazed where he drives that 1939 car around to. I mean, cross country.
Yeah, so I use that. That's kind of a character, and it's the door opener. I can drive up some crabby guy's driveway, park the car, knock on his door, and he looks out there and he says, "Oh, you're a car guy. Come on in, have some iced tea."
Wow. Man, that's nice. So on YouTube, y'all want to watch that, Barn Find Hunter on YouTube. Do with that. And you got something coming up tomorrow night, Tom. Tell us what's happening. What about that?
Well, yeah. There's a new movie that's been being worked on for years, putting this all together. It's called Ford versus Ferrari.
And we were talking about that earlier. It opens this weekend.
Yep. This weekend.
Yeah. Right.
This is going back to days where it was a vendetta. Henry Ford II made an offer to buy Ferrari. Because he said, this will add racing and excitement and sports cars to our inventory.
Because they just completely dominated racing.
They dominated racing. Yeah. And it was happening, and at the last minute, Enzo Ferrari said, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid that my car company will be sucked up in this bureaucracy, and it can't happen. Uh-huh. So Ford said, he said to Carroll Shelby, build something so we can beat Ferrari in his own game.
You can't join them, beat them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, Carroll Shelby said, Ferrari, I've got your ass. And they wound up building what's called a GT40, and they were built at Carroll Shelby's headquarters in California, but also about 3 miles from where we are right now, Holman & Moody built
really?
one.
Really?
Really?
Yep. So the car that finished first and second at Le Mans 66 were built by Shelby. The car that finished third was built Holman and Moody right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Huh. So they wound up beating Ferrari. They had a couple of rough years. 64 was not a good year for them, 65. But in 66, Ford got it all together. They won Le Mans, the 24 Hours of Le Mans, 24 hours of racing, the most prestigious event in the world. And they backed it up by winning again in 67. Yeah. So,
man, you know, this movie that opens just chronicles all that.
Yeah,
and it's a really well made. I saw a press preview the other night. It is a really well made movie with a great cast. This is the kind of movie if you got people coming in from out of town for the holidays, you could take everybody. The whole family can go see this movie.
I wonder if they covered a part that the third car was built just right up the road.
I'm going to see it tomorrow night, so I'll let you know. But this car lives in Huntersville, North Carolina now.
Mm. Really? The one right there on the cover?
The car. That's not just on the cover. That's a winning car.
That's the,
that's the one that won. That's in the, wow.
Serial number 1046, and that's me driving it on I-485.
Get out
hoping that those moms with the SUVs are not going to drive in it.
Because that car, the guy who owns it, is it okay to say what he paid for it?
Yeah.
Okay. He paid $2 million
for
it.
No. You're missing a zero.
I know. Yeah, $20 million for it.
Oh, wow.
And then spent another
million
to have it restoring it.
Wow.
So the reason they call it GT40.
And he let you drive that on 485.
Yes. And can you believe he actually drove it? Wow, I mean, not because, I'd like to do that. There's awesome. No way I would do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
But they call it GT40 because it was a GT and it was 40 inches off the ground. So, like this. You know, UPS trucks and moms driving SUVs. Please look at me down here.
Yeah. He means the top of the car
is 40
to the
inches.
Road. 40 inches.
Wow.
And can you open? Well, it's not going to do much for radio, but there's a picture of him standing by the guy who owns the car, and he out-heights him by a good 2 feet.
Yeah. Is that right?
And the car, to adjust the car, you have to move the pedals. So in order for Tom to drive it, the seat doesn't adjust.
No, you have to adjust the pedals.
Yeah,
and he says, and I'm not going to adjust the pedals for you. It either works or it doesn't work. And I made it work. Right. But this was a barn find. A barn find is a car that's kind of neglected, forgotten. It doesn't have to be in a barn. It could be in a field or a warehouse.
Right.
This was in a storage container in Belgium. Wow. And he sought it out and bought it and had it restored.
Wow.
And it made the 50th anniversary of Le Mans in 2016. Mm. He brought it back to where it won the race. It was just an amazing story.
It is amazing how many historic cars disappear for decades and suddenly turn up again, like the Steve the Bullitt car.
The Bullitt car, which is going to be for sale.
Yeah.
It's coming up for sale. You could own it.
Yeah. No, he can't.
No, I can't.
So Saturday night. So are you doing something?
The deal? The National Mustang Museum in Concord, just maybe 2 miles north of Charlotte Motor Speedway, they're dedicating the whole day to the Ford versus Ferrari. They're going to have a movie tonight that's sold out. So you can't even see it there, I'm sorry to say. But tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have speakers like Lee Holman from Holman & Moody is going to come and speak. They're going to have, and even me, I'm going to come and talk about this car. So, you know, if you're listening to this program and you live within earshot of Concord, North Carolina, I'd say come on down. Lee starts at 1 o'clock. Somebody else starts at 2 o'clock. My talk is at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, Google classic owners or classic Mustang Owners Museum.
Classic Mustang Owners Museum, and that'll take you to where you're going to be and where all this is happening.
You're
tomorrow.
A classic Mustang. Yeah. Are you a classic owner or a classic Mustang owner?
Both.
That is so neat, Dom. That is so neat.
Well, you got to have me on here more than every 20 years. You know?
I know. That's awesome. We sure will, man. That is something. So the Barn Find Hunter is on YouTube. You can see Tom there, and then tomorrow
on that series, Museum. There's one in particular that is my favorite, and it's the guys who do that antiques, not Antiques Roadshow, but they go out and
American Pickers.
That's it, yeah. So you cruise their town and
their
found
town in Iowa.
I said we're gonna pick
in the picker's backyard. And we literally found cars within 2 miles of where they had.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's kind of like Ford taking it to Ferrari. Yeah.
But, okay, also, the best find I've found in the 5 years we've done this is right here in Charlotte. In Myers Park on Elizabeth Avenue, a guy thought he had his house was being torn down because it was all had mold and crap. Uh-huh. He said, can you help me clean the garage out? Because they're going to come tear the house down. So I go over there, and there's a 427 Cobra and a 275 Ferrari. And he thought he was broke.
Wow.
And I said, you know, these cars are really valuable. He's had them for 42 years. Mm. We took them to an auction, and he got $1 million for the Cobra and $2.5 million for the Ferrari.
Oh. Nice. How much to give you?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my time.
Randy, we want him to come back. All right, Tom Carter. Man, great catching up with you, Tom. We need to have you on because, man, we got a lot of car buffs, of course, in our audience.
That's all. I've never played golf, but I'm a car guy.
That's it, man. And y'all listen, if you think you might have a little something, hey. Call me first.
Because Tom doesn't have a website.
Yeah, Johnny was counting on the Beanie Babies, and that kind of fell through. Yeah.
He really was. He brought them in.
All right. We're out of time. We got to go. Tom, love you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's play this current events quiz here. Billy, what are we dealing with?
Dumb Crook News, Drug Edition.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You just take C and you will win. We'll play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Friday, November the 15th. Check out our video of the day when you get a chance. It's called, Well, This Is Embarrassing. And it's right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee!
Yeah! Yeah. And say hey to Brian out of Meigs, Georgia. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, man, welcome in here. All right, listen to Billy, and you know what to do.
Well, an Australian man who's been suffering from headaches and sinus infections for almost 20 years finally found out the problem. He had a bag of weed stuck up his nose. Doctors discovered a strange object deep in the man's nasal cavity during a CT scan to diagnose the source of his headaches. And that's when the patient flashbacked 18 years ago when he was about to go to prison. His girlfriend at the time had given him a balloon full of marijuana as a little going away present. He concealed it by sticking it up his right nostril. But the balloon went way further up his nose than he expected it to, and he thought he swallowed it. Nope, it was still there after all these years. After surgery to remove the balloon, the man's symptoms completely disappeared. He says he's breathing easier for the first time in 20 years. The story made news in Australia with headlines like, A, world's oldest pot stash discovered, B, dumbest drug smuggler ever is cured, or C, man happy to finally have his nose out of joint.
All right, Brian, what you think?
I think I'm going to have to take C.
Yeah. Well, that is weird.
Let that be a lesson to you, kids.
Brian, you got your Happy Herd prize pack. We'll get it to you down Georgia, my boy.
All right. Thank you, John Boy.
All right, man. Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this November the 15th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
I'm a homo and I just can't help but being gay. I've got lots of shoes and I watch The View and I lie about how much I weigh. I'm a homo every night. My sweet Marcel and I, we raise the heat on our satin sheets and shave our initials on our thighs.
I need to jog. I'm winded. Which reminds me, I need to touch up my roots again. Hello, peroxide rash. Oh, hello, Babs. Listen, I don't want to ruin your diet, but, you know, Eddie is going to order pizza from that swanky place he likes. Do you want your pizza cut into 6 pieces or 12? 6? Oh, because you don't think you could eat 12. Okay. Boy, you're strict about that diet. Listen, why don't you go lacquer on another coat of lovely, and I'll just take the helm of the Starship booby prize, okay? There you go. That way. That way. The other way. The other way. That's right. And she's gone. Oh, dear. You can see the wheel spinning, but the hamster is sound asleep. Oh. John Boy, Billy, Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. The what? Is this the incontinence hotline? Sure. Can you hold, please? Like he's got a choice. John Boy, Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. Oh, Marcel. So tell me, how's life on the road with a touring company of Fiddler on the Roof? Uh-huh. The audiences have been terrible because of the economy. Well, how bad can it be? It's so bad they've changed the name to Fiddler Up a Creek. That's bad. Oh, I know. It's hard to believe the economy's in the tank with that brilliant Mr. Obama in the White House. Oh, he's a real leader, all right. Leader of the clueless. He's so stupid he thinks the people are following him. He doesn't realize they're chasing him. Oh, I'm glad to be back to work. I need a time off after that long Grove Park weekend. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. As you know, Asheville is a little slice of pansy paradise. However, I got stuck sitting next to one of those talky Big Show fans. Well, I won't name names, but it rhymes with Reba. Oh, anyway, it got so bad, I finally gave her the name of a self-help group. You know, it's like Al-Anon, but it's for compulsive talkers. It's called On and On and On. Oh, I finally moved to another seat. Got stuck next to a paranoid dyslexic. He always thought he was following someone. I don't really understand it. But... Well, the weekend wasn't a total loss. I had to bail Babs out of jail. Mm. Oh, yeah, there was a bit of a dust-up when she and Johnny Bravo went shopping. Oh, only to the finest stores. You guessed it, Home Depot. Yeah. It seems he was looking for a new drill, and Babs was anxious to help. And pretty soon, he hears a big scuffle and goes one aisle over to see Babs going at it with one of Jackie's people. Oh, it was a real catfight, Sugar. The fur really flew. There were dark roots and cheap weave and fake nails all over the floor. Well, I'll tell you what happened. It seems that Johnny Bravo couldn't find the drill he wanted, and he told Babs to go the next aisle over and find a Black & Decker.
Oh, man.
You have to be so careful. It was a real scene, man. And she did it all in heels, which was the impressive part. Uh-oh, here comes Hump Hogan now. And Marcel, I know you're on the road, but dust. All right, Babs Angel, you ready to go? So where to today? First stop, the drugstore. What for? A breast pump? Is there something I should know? Oh, it's for your friend Violet. Uh-huh. I thought she was breastfeeding. Uh-huh. It hurt too much to boil the nipple.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh. Which reminds me, I've got to pick up some milk. Oh. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
John Boy and Billy.
Boy, all crazy.
Morning radio done right.
Hello.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio, rolling through your Friday morning. But there's always something exciting happening in Dismal Seepage, South Carolina. And as always, here to give us a lowdown is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Koo Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy and all the Big Show gang and all your wonderful listeners. Well, the cooler weather has set in, and down here in Dismal Seepage, that's when folks really start their barbecuing. The air is thick with hickory and mesquite smoke, and every carnivore within a 30-mile radius starts drooling. And that's a perfect time to announce our very first annual Dismal Seepage LGBT BBQ Festival.
Wait. What in the world is an LGBT BBQ Festival?
Thank you for asking, John Boy. As we all know, people of the alternative lifestyles are notoriously prolific in the culinary arts, and barbecue is no exception. So we decided to give them a special weekend to show off their skills.
Well, why not just have a regular BBQ festival if the LGBTQ community wants to participate, and then they will?
Well, we kind of have to do it this way.
Well, so why?
You really going to drag this out of me? Well, it's kind of my fault. I gave the green light to the Straight Outta Brisket weekend.
So, like a beef producers group?
Well, now that's what I thought. But I was right in the middle of putting together the Christmas festival, and I didn't really vet Straight Outta Brisket. And, well, it turns out it's a big hetero-only cook-off.
I see.
And I mean really hetero. Mm. Not a lot of wiggle room, no pun intended. So, not to mention the literature and the brochure seem to be pretty Caucasian exclusive.
So what, like white nationalists?
Nobody said white nationalists. But yeah, white nationalists. It was a total PR disaster. So in an effort to restore our tarnished image and show the world that our little community of Dismal Seepage is welcoming of everyone, regardless of whatever weird crap they're into, we put together the very first Dismal Seepage LGBT BBQ Festival.
Ah, very smooth.
Like homemade eggnog, Daddy-O.
I didn't know Dismal Seepage had a large LGBTQ community.
Well, we don't really. Well, there's those two guys who live in the warehouse above the foundry. I'm not sure, but they have a chihuahua, so, you know, all signs point to yes. But that's really about it. So we're bussing a buttload of them in, no pun intended. We're hoping this weekend brings them all out of the closet and into the open and away from their Judy Garland movies and Bette Midler CDs and take the chance to show off their skills at smoking meats.
So what's happening this weekend?
Inquiring minds want to know, John Boy. The parade down Main Street will feature celebrity chef Gay Fieri. And he'll also be preparing a rare delicacy, something called a tree pig.
So what is a tree pig?
I don't know. As far as I can tell, it's just a really fat breed of squirrel that self-identify as swine.
Weird.
Yeah, that's the tip of the tenderloin, my friend. And ironically, this all tastes like chicken, so I don't know what the hell is going on. We're going to have a big Pretty in Pink competition. Our flamboyant gourmands will be trying for the perfectly pink center of a medium-cooked steak.
All right, so what's the LGBTQ tie-in on this one?
All the cows are transgender.
Excuse me?
Takes all kinds, John Boy. You know, they say where there's smoke, there's fire, and we'll be prepared for any mishap with our special guest, Lisping Leroy, the human fire extinguisher. I'm told he's a total teaser and a real crowd pleaser, and we just found out that we'll have a Guinness record holder on hand for this show. Austria's Brockwurst will be bringing the world's largest smoked sausage. In fact, we've had to hire extra security.
For a sausage?
We're afraid everybody's going to want to touch it.
So, but Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind me saying, this all seems, well, kind of desperate, like you're trying too hard.
Well, you know something, John Boy? Maybe it is. Maybe it's just pandering. Maybe I've finally become just another politician. But let me tell you something, my ball cap young friend. You try doing what I have to do and have a gay family member breathing down the back of your neck about, do something for my people, Uncle Merwin. Get over your straight privilege.
Well, not that it matters, but is someone in your family gay?
So come on down to the big LGBT BBQ festival this weekend and get your cue on.
Hey, maybe I'll send Carl the Cook down.
Is he gay?
No.
Well, then don't bother. I mean, they're kind of funny about that. Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer.
Right, okay.
So long, everybody.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
You come to me today because you know no Sicilian can refuse a request on the day of his daughter's wedding. I shall grant your request. Someday I may ask a favor of you. Maybe a haircut. Maybe I'll ask you to lay down your life for me. Maybe I'll just ask you to listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Would you rather wake up with a horse's head or these two horses' asses?
Good Friday morning. There's a Big Show on the radio. Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen on his way in. Going to play us some wordy words. Your chance to win a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job and less time to do them. So the Home Depot is changing too. By bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. We're talking a little football and our man Time in Minutes. It is Friday. Ooh, we got some happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play Wordy Word for the Friday rounds. Tom and Ted, John Boy and Billy, it could be you playing for a $100 gift card from the Home Depot. The job of a pro is changing. There are more jobs within a job, less time to do them. So the Home Depot is changing too by bringing you the things you need to get the job done easier, faster, and up to your standards. Capabilities like same-day delivery, tool and truck rentals, and job lot quantities. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Good morning, Mr. Sorensen. Let me turn your microphone on. This might help. Good morning,
Good
Mr. Sorensen.
Good morning, cowboy.
All right, buddy. Last week, it was rough. Rough on you. When that stellar week you had before vacation, you went 5-8 in your picks. But you got your lock, Green Bay giving Carolina 5. You said you got your lock over Carolina by half a yard.
Half a yard in the snow. I tell you, that was, I don't know how many listeners saw that, but that was a heck of a game, and you could not dispute that call because the snow covered the field, and you really couldn't tell where it ended.
And by the way, that's the third straight week you hit your lock, so you are on a roll on the money ball.
Thank you for bringing that up so I don't have to.
And you said that you thought Kyle Allen became a franchise quarterback in Carolina's loss at Green Bay Sunday.
He led two fourth quarter drives, one for a touchdown and one for almost a touchdown. I've been to games up there. You got the snow falling. There's no such thing as an empty seat at Lambeau Stadium. I mean, if there are no shows, it's some of the players who perform poorly because all the fans are there. It is loud. So think about it. Here's a guy never drafted, 23 years old. He's deep in his territory. The Packers know he's got to pass. They know time's running down. He knows they're coming after him. And he almost gets him there. He hits a fourth down pass, fourth and 10 to DJ Moore. And he just showed me something. Because he, if you're going to be cowed by a crowd, by a defense, if you're going to draw in, that's a time. And he never did.
Nobody beats Green Bay in the snow. There we came close.
Tom, what does this mean for Cam Newton?
It means that if they can trade him. Now, nobody said this. Nobody from the team, not the owner, not the coach, not the GM. That they're going to trade him. But if he comes back next season, he would make, he has one season left in his contract, make $21 million. If they cut him, they are only responsible for $2 million of that.
Whoa.
So a guy like Christian McCaffrey, who's been the best player on the team, is going to want a raise. And so is Shaq Thompson. He's had a really good season at linebacker. Will other teams trade for him? It just depends. They'll have to undergo extensive physicals. But if you're a team like, say, Tennessee, and you just haven't been able to make it quarterback-wise, it just depends. If you believe in his health, I think you trade for him. And $21 million, which you'll make again, is a going rate for a starting quarterback.
See what happens. So Cam Newton might be finished as a Carolina Panther.
And it's kind of odd that you think of the two guys who were drafted here in 2011. It was Kemba Walker, best player in the best team in college basketball. Cam Newton, best player and the best team in college football. And if you'd said a few years ago, these guys are both leaving, you'd think, no. But Kemba plays for the Celtics now, and I think we'll see the same thing happen, not with the Celtics, but with Cam next season.
And you think Kyle Allen is the real deal?
I do. I did not until the Green Bay game. I mean, I thought he was poised. I thought for a guy with no experience. But think of it this way. What if they had drafted him as a rookie with a top draft choice? Do you know how happy we'd be with the guy? That winning streak, all that he's doing, the poise, and I think they got one.
All right. And more NFL news just when you thought he had left. He's back. Colin Kaepernick has a workout Saturday in Atlanta. And you said the NFL is sponsoring this.
The NFL set it up. Kaepernick said, can we put it off till Tuesday? Tuesday is the day off in the NFL. So then you can get everybody there. By doing it, they just told Kaepernick this Tuesday they were going to do it. And the problem is that on Saturday, a lot of teams are in transit. You know, a lot of teams are going where they're going to play the next week. And so that will negate attendance a little bit, although this team could send scouts. And I think he wanted more time to get prepared. But this is an NFL production, and they said if it's going to happen, it has to happen. Saturday, no media, no fans, just the people working. Not that the media doesn't work.
And Atlanta will be in Charlotte playing the Panthers on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to have to miss that.
All right. Let's see. Talk about college football playoff. When Pack was in here Tuesday, he said, release Tuesday night. So we'll tell you what happened. LSU, number one. Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia. Your top four right now in the playoffs. Alabama slipped to number five.
Yeah. That's too bad.
They've got to root for Auburn to beat Georgia. How's that for an Alabama fan?
So, all the Alabama fans listening, can you root for Auburn to beat Georgia?
Oh, man. So, I'm not anti-Alabama. The reason I don't really pull for them is I've met Saban.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, we'll get to NFL games week 11 this weekend here in about 30 minutes. But first, it is time for Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good Friday morning. The Big Show is on the radio. In a video today, well, this is embarrassing. Check it out, thebigshow.com. Like us on Facebook. Be taking a classic bid request off the wall in minutes. Right now, here we go.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A bit of birdie word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Jim from Sharon, South Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. And we got Rogers from Elizabethton, Tennessee. Good morning, Rogers. Hey, buddies. All right, welcome in here, boys. Rogers, you're on the Friday team with Tom and Terry. Jim, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. Good luck to your boys.
Well, let's go. Time to set a record.
All right, well, Rogers, you relax and let me and Jim go for the first 30 seconds.
All right.
See what we can do here, all right? Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go, John Boy.
All right. Ooh, I'm looking at this first one. Okay, all right. Let's see what we know. No, wait a minute. All right, okay, here we go, Jim. Starting the clock now. These e-cigarettes, what do you call them? Like the smoke?
Vapors.
Yes, that's it. All right. In your coffee, put sugar and?
Cream.
Yeah, all right. The Atlantic and the Pacific, they are?
Oceans.
Yeah, all right. The firing blank. Shoot your gun at the firing?
Target.
Shoot your gun.
Range.
Yes. Uh-huh. These are glasses where you can read out of the bottoms.
Bifocals.
Yeah. All right. Good work, buddy.
You were worried about vapor, and you got it so fast it almost took you by surprise.
All right. Put a five on the board. Yeah, okay.
Good work.
And now, Rogers, you're up with Tom for your first 30. Are you ready?
Ready.
And go.
If it's tough to see because there's sort of this rain in the air, London gets it a lot. It's called...
Oh.
Bam.
You got to go out there, and you're going through the garden, and you try to get rid of the...
Weeds.
Bam.
This is a collar that most men don't wear. It's a feminine collar. Babies wear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
This rhymes with it. It's when you close your eyes real fast and open them.
Blink.
This is a smell that you find in men's locker rooms. It rhymes with the other words. The smell.
All right. Well, You did get a,
good work, man.
A four, so it's 5-4. Jim leads by one. Anybody's game. All right, Jim, you're up with Billy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Picking up on the last one. Tom's in the locker room. Ready, go.
If you get sprayed by a skunk, you smell bad. You what?
Stink.
Yep, there you go. Rhymes with it. When you are flirting with a girl, you might do this with your eye.
Blank.
Yep, let's see. Colonel Blank from Hogan's Standard. Heroes. From Hogan's
Heroes. Clank.
Yep, there you go. You go to the bar and order a what?
Drink.
Yeah. Yep, the missing blank.
Blink.
Rhymes with it. There you go. All right, you might find it looks like something in the sky, but it's actually in the ocean.
There's the buzzer. All right, Jim, good work, boy. Put a 5 on a 5, a total of 10 for Jim.
Hmm.
All right, Rogers and Hanson, you need 6 to tie, and 7 will win.
Hmm.
All right, you ready, Rogers? Picking up on that last one, go.
It's an animal in the sea. It's shaped like what a sheriff wears on his bag. There you go. Good. This is holds the two wheels together underneath your car. It is the...
Brakes.
No, it holds the two wheels together. It's a tooth. There you go. I'm going to go out and do this to my horses so they have other little horses. I'm going to blank them.
Breed.
There you go. Not the summer, not the spring, but the...
Bow.
There you go. A pepperoni what?
Pizza.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man, you rolled in. You got a 5-1 short for the tie. No. Jim wins 10-9. Good game, boys. Good game.
Wow, that was great.
All right, Rogers, came close there, buddy. Appreciate you playing. You try again anytime, all right?
Boy, have a good day.
All right, my boy, appreciate you. And Jim, Sharon, South Carolina is where you're getting your $100 gift card from the Home Depot. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. It's been that thing.
All right.
Jim, good work, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bid request for the morning. Here we got Rob Royal from Screven, Georgia. Rob says, would love to hear some Axe Ike favorite thing to hear in the morning. You got it, Rob. Coming up next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Classic Big Request on the Facebook wall this morning from Rob Royal from Screven, Georgia. That'd be a good wrestling name, wouldn't it? Rob Royal.
I was thinking Screven, Georgia.
Rob Royal versus Screven. All right, Rob, let's hear some Axe Ike. Here we go, buddy. And it's time to Axe Ike.
Patrick! Don't put that armory all on the seats of the Brohan. Every time I turn a corner coming over here, I slide over into the pasture side. Yo, what's up? Welcome to X Ike, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, hoochie personal relationship. Dip, what is that smell?
Oh, no.
Tater, what are you eating over there?
Lean pocket.
It smells like a foot pocket. It smells like a back pocket, what it smells like. Why don't you just do yourself a favor and get a turkey-flavored salt lick? Dig it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Dear Ike, I'm having a problem with my wife. Welcome to the club, my brother. She is always making fun of my parents. Oh, hell no. She calls them hayseeds and goobers because they never went to college and worked blue-collar jobs. I love my folks, and they raised me and my brother just fine. We didn't have much, but we never went without. On the other hand, her mother is a monster. Ain't they all? She is single because her husband ran out years ago. Probably because he was hungry. She big as an average-sized water buffalo. She winds up spending a lot of time at our house, and she and my wife spend hours dogging my family. I want to fight back, but I'm not exactly a quick wit. Can you help me? Dogged in Durham. Dear dog, sound like all you got to do to solve the Momzilla problem is put a padlock on that pantry. The real question is, how'd you ever hook up with a trifling hoe like that to begin with?
Oh.
Man, what's up with that? Woman talk about my mama like that, she gonna find her worldly belongings on the curb right next to her righteously kicked booty. My brother, it's time you fought back, and I'm not suggesting you give her a Cramden. That's a one-way ticket to the moon. But you got to get on an even playing field with that sanctifying bizotch. Let me preach on it. My brother, it's time to embraceify your, inner smart ass. The key is not to pull them verbal punches, man. Go right for the gut, her mama's gut. Lord knows you got a big enough target. Try a few of these on old skank mammy. Your mama's so fat, I had to take a train and two buses just to get to her good side. Your mama's so fat, her measurements are 36, 24, 36 feet. When she dances, she makes the band skip.
Yeah.
When she played hide and seek, they found her behind Texas. The horse on her Jordache jeans is real. Your mama's so fat on Halloween, she says, trick or meatloaf. She went to the Christmas parade and they put ropes on her. Your mama's so fat, her sexy underwear is an A, B, C, D, E, F, G string. Your mama's so fat, she's diagnosed with a flesh-eating disease, and the doctor gave her 10 years to live.
Lean pocket.
She doesn't have a doctor. She has a groundskeeper. She don't have love handles. She got a roll bar. Your mama's so fat, she got smaller fat women orbiting around her. Her cereal bowl came with a lifeguard. Your mama's so fat, her ass has its own congressman. I hate to be part of that district. The elephants throw her peanuts. Your mama's so fat, she got to keep pesos in one pocket and yen in the other. Every time she wears high heels, she strikes oil. Every time she wears corduroy jeans, she starts a forest fire. When she crosses the street, cars look out for her. Your mama's so fat, her blood type is ragu. She got arrested for freebasing ham. She made Weight Watchers go blind. She fell in love and broke it. The last time she saw 90210, it was on the scale. She stepped on a talking scale and it said, damn! After she got off the merry-go-round, they had to put the horse down. I hope that helps, my brother. And there's lots more where that came from. Now, ordinarily, this is where I tell you to break your foot off in the crack of her butt, but judging from the size of that butt, you might really just break your foot off. This is Ike. Peace out.
You got problems, man. That's Ike. John Boyd Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, N.C. 28241.
Ask God its own congressman. Get it?
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Friday morning quarterback Tom Sorensen. All right, we were on vacation last week. Tom still made his picks in the Charlotte Observer where they were printed. Tater didn't put them on her Facebook page because for some reason, when she's on vacation, she thinks she doesn't have to work.
Where'd you get a crazy idea like that?
She's insane.
Well, good week to have a bad week last week. You went 5-8. But you did get your lock. That was Green Bay over Carolina by half a yard. And you have hit your locks 3 in a row. And, all right. And we will tell you this NFL Pick'em brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get the most money for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They will beat your CarMax offer or they owe you $100. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Here we go, week 11. We'll start with the early Sunday afternoon games. First, let me tell you who is on a bye this weekend. The Green Bay Packers at 8-2. Their record will not change. They're on a bye. The New York Giants at 2-8. Seattle Seahawks at 8-2. The Tennessee Titans at 5-5. All are off this weekend. What do you think, Tom, just right quick about Russell Wilson and Seattle? And they beat the undefeated San Francisco 49ers.
I think Russell Wilson is as good as anybody. The way he moves, not even to run, just to get his receivers free. And he is absolutely clutch. And I think NC State should have hung on to him.
All right. So here we go with the early Sunday game. 6-3 Houston at the 7-2 Baltimore Ravens. Talking about good quarterback in action.
Boy, Lamar has been sensational. They beat New England. They're going to beat Houston. Line is 4.5. Baltimore wins by 7, and they are my early lock of the week.
Ooh, all right. Got the lock right off the bat.
I'm playing.
The Ravens. All right, we got the 3-6 Denver Broncos at the 7-3 Minnesota Vikings. What about your old hometown team, Tom?
Mike's playing well. Got a great running back and Cooks and good quarterback and Cousins. They upset Dallas in Dallas, and they will beat Denver at home.
All right. 4-5 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 5-4 Indianapolis Colts.
We didn't know what was going to happen to the Colts this season. They lost their star quarterback, Andrew Luck, before it began. They are playing well, and they will play well enough to beat Jacksonville at home.
And then the 7-2 New Orleans Saints at the 3-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
See, the Saints got handled last week by Atlanta, and I don't know who saw that one coming in New Orleans. Yeah. Atlanta just came, they just win, and they beat them. But New Orleans gets it back, they beat Tampa Bay.
All right, Saints win. 2-7 New York Jets at the 1-8 Washington Redskins.
Now, the Jets won last week. They beat their counterparts in New York, the Giants. They're going to win again. They beat Washington on the road.
Then the 5-4 Dallas Cowboys at the 3-5-1 Detroit Lions.
Go with Dallas in this one. I think, they're not a consistent team, but when they're on, they're really good, and I think they'll be on Sunday.
Cowboys on. And then the 6-3 Buffalo Bills at the 2-7 Miami Dolphins.
Buffalo's hanging tough. I don't think they're an especially good team. They've had a user-friendly schedule, but they win when they have to, and they have to win Sunday, and they will beat Miami, and they will be happy to be playing the game, not in Buffalo, but in Miami.
Yes, it will. And then Atlanta coming off that win in New Orleans. They are 2-7. They play in Charlotte at the 5-4 Carolina Panthers.
I tell you, Atlanta is a good 2-7 team. I think Matt Ryan is a first-class quarterback. I think they have good parts around him. I think it's a close game. I think the Panthers pull it out.
And open for the Panthers. And then there are 3 late Sunday afternoon games. The 3-6-1 Arizona Cardinals at the 8-1 San Francisco 49ers.
And that 49ers Seahawks game Monday was about as good as it can get. And I think San Francisco comes back from that one and wins this one easily.
All right. And then the winless 0-9 Cincinnati Bengals at the 5-4 Oakland Raiders.
Oakland is a playoff contender. They were so bad last season. People questioned Gruden, want to know what he was doing. They're still doing that in Washington. But in Oakland, no. They're having a very good season. It continues. Cincinnati stays winless, and the Raiders win.
The Raiders. Okay, and then the 8-1 New England Patriots at the 5-4 Philadelphia Eagles.
New England was the other undefeated team that lost last week. Baltimore beat them. I think they lose again. I like Philly at home in the upset.
All right. Upset taking the Eagles over the Patriots. And then Sunday night, the 4-5 Chicago Bears at the 5-4 L.A. Rams.
Well, Chicago's Mitch Trubisky looked like a starting NFL quarterback last week. And we haven't said that all season. And the Rams and their quarterback, Goff, really struggled. But I think they get it back. I just think they have too much offense. I think it's a good game, but the Rams win at home.
The Rams at home. And then Monday night, the 6-4 Kansas City Chiefs at the 4-6 L.A. Chargers.
Well, this game will be played in Mexico City.
Ah.
And I like KC to win it. I like, they're in a slump. I think Mahomes gets it all back. I think they beat Phillip Rivers and the Chargers.
Kansas City winning in Mexico. And once again, your lock of the week, Baltimore beating Houston in Baltimore. All right, Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, and these picks will be on the John Boy and Billy Facebook page. Want to refer to them this weekend for kickoff on Sunday.
Thank you, Marcy.
All right, man, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
Hey, let's get these pick'ems brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get the most money for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. They'll beat your CarMax offer or they owe you $100. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Saturday morning show tomorrow. Have a great weekend. Love you, mean it.